You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein, and we're going to start off this show today with a pop quiz. What do you think is Juno's favorite Girl Scout cookie? Samoas, Do-Si-Dos, Thin Mints, Tagalongs? Hold that thought. Our guest today will give you an answer in just a moment. We're going to be speaking with Kimberly Vaughn and Hannah Rising. Hannah is a nine-year-older and a third grader, and she's a brownie. And I see you've got your awesome brownie vest going, Hannah. Thanks for wearing that today. I appreciate it. Do you have a meeting today, or are you just wearing that just for the interview today?
I'm just wearing it for the interview.
I appreciate it. It looks great. And Kimberly, thanks so much. Kimberly, you are the – I love this title. I know you love this title, too. The Juno Girl Scout Service Unit Cookie Manager.
That's right.
That is an awesome responsibility to be a cookie manager.
It's pretty fun.
It's full of temptation.
It is.
I mean, that right?
It's full of calories.
Full of calories, too. Well, so just to finish off that trivia note, do you know what is the high? I'm going to guess Thin Mints, but what is the highest?
It is.
Okay.
This year.
Okay.
I mean, and but Thin Mints and Samoas kind of go back and forth to which one sells better. So I think it just depends if people are feeling minty or caramely.
I'm gonna just name drop. Leslie Rydell is a friend of mine who is part of Girl Scouts Alaska, and she dropped off some samples to me. And one of the samples she dropped off to me was a brand new cookie, I understand. Hannah, can you describe this brand new cookie that's now available?
Yes.
What's it called?
They're called Adventurefuls, and they're brownie-inspired.
Brownie-inspired. Okay. But there's more to them than just brownie, isn't there? It's really – they're pretty good.
There is.
I have to say, I took a little preview sample of one. Did you?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? But they're pretty good. They're like brownies, but they've got caramel on the top, and they've got like a chocolate kind of striping and coating.
Yeah.
They're a little crunchier than I thought. I thought they might be softer, but they're kind of crunchy, like a brownie crunch.
Yeah, like when I saw them, I thought they were going to be soft.
Right. But they're kind of like, I kind of realize they're kind of like the edge brownie. You know, the brownie that's on the edge, it's kind of baked a little harder.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what they're like. They're good. Yeah. They're really good. They're almost too good, right?
Yeah.
You were saying that sometimes these cookies can present a bit of a temptation for you as well, that maybe you and your mom have almost finished off a box, just the two of you?
Yeah.
I know. This is the problem everyone has with Girl Scout cookies. They're so delicious.
Yeah.
So what's the typical order, Kimberly, of people that are ordering Girl Scouts? Is it like 5 boxes, 10 boxes? I'm sure people must buy cases.
Definitely do buy cases because they do freeze well, and some people use the Thin Mints for pie crust.
Pie crusts, yeah.
The tree foils also make a good pie crust, and the lemon cookie, actually. And, of course, you know, crushed up for ice cream, milkshakes. I mean, there's all sorts of things
gifts,
that you can do with them.
Right?
Gifts, exactly.
Like, who would ever not want a package of Girl Scout cookies for a gift? That'd be the funnest thing ever, especially kind of out of the season, right? Mm-hmm. Out of the season of when you sell Girl Scout. Now, it's a busy season, right? Have you done this? Is this the first year you've done this, or have you done this for a few years now?
I have done it I've done it last year, I think.
Did you think you sold more this year or last year?
This year, because I don't know why.
Just maybe you've just become a better salesman.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, right? Or, you know, just refining your sales skills.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
not sure.
What's kind of when you go to sell Girl Scout cookies, do you go door to door, or do you go like set up a booth, or you do it all?
We set up a booth, and we also have online.
Oh, okay, online. Oh, right. That's different from when I was a kid selling stuff and that kind of deal. So a lot of the orders come in online probably, right?
Yeah.
And people can go, and then you can sort of look at all the different varieties and stuff and all that, right?
Yeah.
But you find that people are excited when they see you if you're at a booth, like at a store or something, and they – I mean, you know, everyone – Girl Scout cookie season sneaks up on you, I'd have to say. To me, it always sneaks up on me. Like, all of a sudden, there's Girl Scout cookies around, and it's like, oh, boy, here we go.
Yep.
Time to get some Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a goal? What do you call your group in Brownies?
I don't know.
Like your pack or
it's,
your
it's a troop.
Den?
Yeah, troop?
Troop. Your troop in Brownies. Okay. So do you guys have a goal for what you want to do with the proceeds for it, or is it kind of contribute just to a big goal, or
we have a goal of how many packages we want to sell, but we reached over the goal.
Nice. What was the goal?
500.
And what have, do you know what you've gotten to already?
I forget.
But over 500.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 something.
That's great.
And I think that was like 4 booth sales.
Very cool. Where did you set up the booths?
We did one at... Well, we did actually 2 at Joann's and 1 at Super Bear, and then we did a cookie drive-thru.
A cookie drive-thru? Where was that?
It was at a Lutheran church.
Okay, cool. And so people could just drive up, place the order, and place the order for the cookies. Did they get the cookies right away? You don't get the cookies right away, right? The cookies come later,
right? No, they
right?
just... They just order the cookies, and then we give it to them.
So I like the fact that we've got a little sneak preview here of cookies. Now, we've got 5 different cookies laid out on this plate. What's there sampled? What do we got sampled here, Anna?
So we've got Lemon Ups, Adventurefuls, Samoas, Thin Mints, and Tagalongs.
What's your favorite of that 5?
Adventurefuls, mostly.
The new ones. I know. Yeah. They're really good.
Yep.
What's your second? Oh, what's of the traditional Girl Scout? You know, the ones that are kind of carved in granite. The great Girl Scout cookies. The Samoas, the Thin Mints, the Do-Si-Dos, the Tagalongs. Which is your favorite?
Mine are the Samoas, and there's another one I like.
What's it?
Lemon Ups.
Oh, the Lemon Ups. That one there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, too. All right. Not Thin Mints?
I like Thin Mints,
You do?
Too.
You like Thin Mints, too?
I like all of them, pretty much.
I think when I was a kid, I liked maybe the Samoas, but then the Thin Mints started growing. Thin Mints are kind of a, you know, it's kind of a more mature taste, really, don't you think?
Yeah.
Really for a refined palate is the Thin Mint. Do you think?
Like if you want more minty, then you can get Thin Mints.
Now, I wanted to ask you something, Kimberly. I was doing research on Girl Scout cookies. There are 2 bakeries.
There are.
And the regions for where they're distributed is all just a patchwork.
It's kind
of weird.
It's
really weird. Mm-hmm. So one's called, I think, the Little Brownie.
Little Brownie Baker.
And the other one's the ABC. Is that right?
Correct.
So, and it's really interesting because depending on what part of the country you grow up in, you kind of have a different idea about what Girl Scout cookies are.
Definitely. And actually, there's only 3 cookies that the bakers are required to make for Girl Scouts. So that's the only requirement. After that, they get to kind of do what they want. But...
So depending on where they distribute, you'll have you might have 8 cookie, you know, there might be 5 different cookies that aren't distributed in the neighboring state.
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. There used to be actually 5 bakers.
Okay.
So it probably was
even
more crazy.
More
then.
Complex. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I'd have to say that I grew up in New England, but these are the cookies I remember. These are the same to me. I think we're the same. The Little Brownie Bakery is the one that was cooking for New England, I think.
I grew up in Oregon, and they seem to be about the same. But when I was young, there was only like 2 cookies, and you took them all to door to door in a big box. And
right.
So way different.
I remember that. My sister was a Girl Scout and a Brownie, and I remember helping do that stuff. And it was a real slog,
yes.
You know? And it was all door to door.
Yep.
All the weather and all that stuff. Is door to door happening much, or has –
It definitely is as – diminished. So mm-hmm. It used to be traditionally the girls would go out, do a lot of pre-orders, and then there would be some booth sales. But predominantly the pre-sales was the majority of their cookie sales. Now it's not. So there's a little bit of pre-sale. And I think a lot of that has to do with just think of the weather in January and in Juneau. I mean,
right.
It's dark, it's cold, it's icy. Nobody wants to be out there. So yeah, so I think the fact that they've expanded it to where they have we have the booth sales so they can do it in person, and then also the digital cookie helps that they can send out invitations to their friends and family and then still have the girls deliver them. So there's the option having the bakery ship them direct for, you know, like their Aunt Susie in the lower 48 or girl delivered here in Juneau. So they get still get to see the
girls. That's so fun. I mean, what's more fun than you see out the walk? There's Girl Scouts coming up. They got their cookie sale sheets. I mean, it's really fun. It's a great part of, you know, just mm-hmm. kind of, it's kind of a great part of living in a small town, it feels like, you know, it's mm-hmm. just kind of fun. Of course, Girl Scouts are everywhere. That's a really great thing, too. They're in big towns and small towns all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah. So tell me about, so I'm a little confused on the pre-sale versus. That was earlier, but now there are when did the cookies come in?
We did the cookie sort on February 26th.
Oh, so the cookies are here.
The cookies, yes, the cookies came in.
Cookies are in town.
Late February, and since then, the girls have been working really hard at all these booth sales. They're usually out Friday
gotcha.
Night, Saturdays, Sundays at different locations. You can go to the cookie, if you Google Cookie Finder. And put in the zip code, it'll tell you exactly where they are, what time. So, you know, whether you live downtown, Douglas, there's even going to be at Breeze Inn down on Douglas this year. So that's pretty exciting.
Now, are you the cookie manager for all of Juneau?
Yeah, just Juneau.
So do you have it in your head? How many cookies did we get into Juneau?
We got 29,448 boxes.
Wow. Well, that's a box a household, just about.
You know, it is. We before COVID, we were actually usually selling around 35,000 boxes of cookies came into Juneau, and we've
wow.
I mean, we're doing better this year for sure, about 40% more than last year.
I would have thought that. I almost would have thought that during COVID, it would have gone up. I certainly wanted more boxes of cookies last year. When
definitely,
I was holed
but
up.
The first year our sales got. Ended
really,
very
yeah.
abruptly,
right.
and then we did something in the summer when it was, you know, safe and allowed.
Right,
and
right.
So,
is there a lot of interest in this new flavor?
Definitely. And what's exciting about the new flavor is we didn't have to give up one.
Usually, yeah,
usually
right.
we have just 8 cookies. So if we get a new cookie, which is
one
exciting,
has to go.
One has to go, but we have 9 this year.
That's
so.
Great. All right. Okay, can I sample one? Can you deliver that over? Deliver me over a plate there, Hannah?
Sure.
Let's see which one. Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Both of them, maybe. Maybe even both plates. Do you want to sample one while I sample one? You pick one that you want to sample, and I'll pick one I want to sample. Which one do you want to pick?
I'll have
any kind you want. It doesn't matter to me. You can take the new one if you want. Want the new one? Okay, you know what? I've got that box over here. I'm going to take a new one, too. Let's both sample the new one.
Okay.
Kimberly, you want to sample a new one, too?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, you're good. You've sampled a couple?
<I'm good. laughs> One or two.
All right. Now, I want to, let's, you know, like on cooking shows where they taste it and then they describe what they're tasting? You want to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. I'm going to crunch into it. You two, too. Okay, all right? You have
yum.
To do that for cooking shows, right? You gotta go,
It's really good.
And then what are you tasting? What are the different elements that you're tasting in this cookie?
I'm tasting like a chocolate, like brownie and caramel taste.
I am too. I think that's an excellent description.
If you eat it upside down, you'll taste more of the caramel.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true. Wait a minute.
Try it.
You're right. The caramel's on the top of the cookie.
Yeah.
That's a brownie hack. That's a Girl Scout cookie hack you just told people. That's an excellent tip.
Yeah.
If you get the new adventureful flavor, eat the cookie upside down. At least try it one time. See which way you like it. It tastes different upside down.
Yeah.
Well, now that's something I never thought I'd learn today, that I learned about Girl Scout cookies. Hannah, thank you for sharing that knowledge. Well, Kimberly, let's talk about the details about how people can get a hold of cookies and maybe even just what sort of awesome activities these kind of funds fund for Girl Scouts.
Right. So the individual...
While I chew.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Keep eating.
I'm
pretty sure the serving sizes they show on the boxes aren't correct.
They're not correct.
I'm pretty sure one serving size of Thin Mints is a sleeve.
Yes.
But anyway, so the troops earn a percentage of the proceeds, and then also the service unit as well. As me as a volunteer, our service unit earns proceeds as well, as well as also the council in Alaska. So the proceeds stay in Alaska, which is really nice.
That's great.
And it helps with girls to go to camp.
Well, the one thing about Alaska, just to, but you know, the travel expenses of mm-hmm. Alaska are completely different than where they are in other places. So the amount of funds that we have to raise here for doing really cool activities, there's great, amazing things to do here. Being a Girl Scout in Juneau, Alaska must be one of the coolest places to be a Girl Scout because of the opportunities of getting outdoors and doing all the cool stuff you do, right? I mean, it's really fun.
Yeah.
But it can be expensive.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool that it all stays here in the state. It all stays here and gets all kind of used by the kids that are selling you the cookies.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
it's really
and
cool.
And they, you know, some will do everything from buying uniforms to going to camp, projects that they might be doing as far as if they might be working on a gold award. And, yeah, it's just, you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, really, Girl Scout is girl-led, and the girls are leading the troops, and I think that's amazing. And I find it so amazing how young and how smart they are, and if you just give them the opportunity, they just, they're great.
It's just such a great learning place to learn, where there's just fun and adventure and excitement around learning. And it's not necessarily the same kind of structure of learning that school can be. So there's just this other whole different way of learning about things, learning about the environment, about, you know, where we live and all the different great things that can happen, all the great services that you get to do and serving people and serving the community. It's a really cool organization. Do you have a favorite thing you've done as a brownie?
I really liked when I got to go to Girl Scout camp.
Where was that?
It, I forget the name. I can't remember.
Was it here in Juneau?
Yeah.
Was it like an Echo Ranch or something like that? Or
not Echo Ranch. It was a place where, I think it was Treadwell Mine.
Oh, wow, cool.
Where Treadwell Mine used to be.
Yeah, right, over in Douglas there.
Yeah.
Over by Sandy Beach?
Yeah, Sandy Beach.
Yeah, okay, cool. And what did you do? You got to go camp and got tents going and stuff like that? And
no, we couldn't do overnight
camp because
of COVID.
Okay, so you just kind of hiked around and did activities and
yeah.
There's lots of history to learn about there too, right? Mining history and kind of cool stuff like that, all those old buildings.
Yeah, we got to eat lunch in one of the buildings.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. A little spooky sometimes, those buildings, though, right? Just a little bit. No?
That one we went to
that's
wasn't
a different one.
Spooky.
Okay, we're good. That's good. There's nothing to be worried about there anyway. I'm just kind of kidding. Well, Hannah, thanks so much for coming in. It was awesome to talk to you. Thanks. I'm sure you're enjoying the lemon. Is that the lemon drop? Is that what this is called?
Lemon up.
The lemon up. Very good. That's pretty good. That's a kind of a big cookie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like more bang for the buck there, right? I guess. I don't know. It just means like more for your money.
It's the same as the other cookies except
yeah, what's the price?
So, tag along through Toffee-tastic and Girl Scout S'mores are they are $6 and the rest are $5.
Oh, so those are like kind of a little bit premium, those ones.
Yeah, those two are special.
I see. And those you didn't bring those today.
And what's special? And the Toffee-tastics are really special because they're gluten-free.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice alternative to have for people that they don't want to have gluten in their diet. That's really good.
Yep.
All right, cool. Hannah, thanks so much for coming in today. It was great talking to you. Have a great time selling more cookies. I bet you're going to sell more cookies, aren't you?
I think so.
Okay, I'll bet you are. I'll bet your group will get up above even the next goal that they have. Past the 500, past the 1,000. What do you think your total will be for your troop?
I do not know.
Okay, that's fair. That's fine. Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And Kimberly Vaughn, who's Juno Girl Scout Service Unit Cookie Manager. So I just wanted to say that title one more time. I mean, it's awesome. Thanks for all the work that you're doing as a volunteer and as someone that's just coordinating all these things in town. I know we've got Hannah's parents here who are talking to you about all the work that you put in. It's really appreciated. And it's folks like you that make this kind of stuff work for our kids. So thanks so much for putting in the time and effort for it.
It's my privilege.
Yeah. It shows on your face how much you really enjoy doing
it. I do.
So thanks so much for coming in. And again, that's the Girl Scout cookies, a delicious Juno conversation. Thank you so much again, Hannah, for sharing all your thoughts about the cookies and for that cookie hack on eating those new Adventurefuls upside down. That's a really good tip. I really like that. And Kimberly, thanks so much for coming in. And letting us know all about the Girl Scout cookie sales.
Yeah, great
talking
Thank
to you.
You.
All right.